listening to Men's Hour on 5 Live with Tim Samuels. How does a man go from being CEO of an insurance giant to building walls in the poor villages of northeast India? Chris Wiscarson, chief exec of Equitable Life, headed to the Rajasthani deserts on behalf of the charity Seva Mandir. And for Men's Hour, he's been out there meeting the men in the village. Chris, what does doing this sort of thing give you that Sissy doesn't?
When you sit in the deserts of Rajasthan, where there are 20 people in an area the size of Reading, and you watch how they live their lives on less than a pound a day, you don't think about anything else in the world. You just want to do what you can to help them.
When you come back, though, it must be pretty hard to contrast that with life in the city. You know, if you go for a nice lunch or a fancy sort of black tie, how do you reconcile the two?
That's straightforward. Every opportunity I get, I talk to people over lunch about Seva Mandir and what good they're doing. The thing about India is it's got this reputation that there's so many rich people, it doesn't need any help anymore, and that's nonsense, it really is. And the people I come across at these black tie do's can afford to help in the way that I help, and only by explaining to them the fact that there's lots of millionaires, there's 500 million poor people in India. That's an extraordinary amount, just bigger than anything you can imagine. If you can put a little bit of time and a little bit of money, it can go an awful long way in India. And then they'll get employment in a few years' time and buy things from the UK. So it really is a virtuous circle.
And for you, perhaps a good way to offset what is probably a half-decent salary.
I think it's right that I'm lucky enough to earn quite a lot of money, and giving it back to Seva Mandir and other worthy institutions, I think, is good and right.
Okay, so give us a sense of the scene. You've been out there for us, you recorded for us. Paint the picture of what we're going to hear now.
Okay, imagine a mountain four times the height of London Eye. There is nothing on it. It's been washed to dust by the monsoons. Around that, in an area the size of Manchester, 600 homes, not one home nearer than a mile from the next. And what do these people have to live on? Nothing. And with Seva Mandir's help, we've put in engineers and trained the villagers to be engineers to cut ridges in the mountain. So when the monsoon comes, the monsoon's just started, the water doesn't flow down, taking everything with it, but is retained. And after a season, the earth that's retained can be set with crops. And in 2 years' time, there's enough food for the village. In 3 years' time, there's enough food to sell to the next village.
Okay, let's have a listen.
What would the men do if they weren't able to work on the agriculture here?
If we do not have agriculture to do, then we will go out for labour work.
What do they prefer to do?
मान लो आपको खेती भी दे दी जाए और मजदूरी भी दे दी जाए तो आप दोनों में से
जब बोने के बाद में फ्री टाइम होता है हमको मजदूरी करे तो भी हमारा
घर We would prefer to do agriculture, but since we do not have means, you know, the agriculture only lasts for 4 months or 6, so then we have free time and we need to have more money. For that, we go for the labour work. If we were given an opportunity to do agriculture, and if agriculture can sustain us, then we would like to then focus on other issues like education, health, then that is the next issue.
I'd like to know from the women what difference they see in their men's lives as a result of this.
तो ये प्रश्न महिलाओं के लिए है ये पूछ रहे हैं
काम कर वो खेती में भी काम कर वो बराबर
The women deep in the group are muttering amongst themselves and is taking what seems like a lot of courage to give their opinion now.
Since men now don't go out for labor work because we have more options in our agriculture, the men are able to save because that doesn't cost us money to go out and do labor work and spend money in the transportation. So that is one benefit that we see.
I'm asking them what the effect on them as men that this building has had.
We feel happy and proud to see the greeneries in our area. We feel proud and happy. And also through this work, we get the employment, which is also the another opportunities for us. And we also get the successes in many places doing the JFM work and all these things. By seeing these works, we feel very happy and proud.
men can now, they don't have to go out for labor work, but they can run their families, they can have more livelihood options within the village. And that makes us very happy and proud about our achievements, our own work to develop, to bring about the changes that we desire to see. And this is the message that we want to give, that, you know, in the entire world, there's so many problems and challenges everyone is facing in terms of livelihoods. And this is what the message that we want to give, that we want to inspire people that if you want to bring the change in your own communities, you have to work for yourself.
You can get a real sense then of what this means to the guys out there. Does it shift gender relations, do you think, between the men and women?
I don't see that shift. What I see is the community working together rather than the men leaving the villages and the women doing the domestic work. In digging these trenches around the mountain, actually the labour is shared between the men and the women, but they're working together. And as you can hear from Deepti, who is one of our most talented managers at Seven Mandir, was translating for us, the pride that the community as a whole feels. And in order to build these trenches, it isn't Seven Mandir directing them. What we do is facilitate groups of people, committees, to lead the work here. And those committees are typically half men and half women. So people are working together across the genders.
But do you see commonalities? Do you see the kind of the head honchos on the committee act like, you know, mini Alan Sugar types?
I've never come across any Alan Sugar types in India. There are typically village elders who are men. I mean, that's undoubtedly the case. But if you listen to these groups in action, the women do a lot of the talking and the men listen and respect them.
I mean, you obviously get a huge amount out of this. Would you consider just quitting, you know, your chief executive job and going out there and doing this full time?
I don't think I can imagine myself going out there full time, not least because I have children and grandchildren in this country and I rather like to see them. But I think that when I finally do retire, I will spend months out there rather than weeks each year with my wife, and we would like to teach, because I think one thing we can bring more than anything else is teaching.
Christmas Carson, the chief exec of the Equitable, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us on Men's Hour. And if you want to find out more about the charity, it's at sevamandir.org.